You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligan, stupid.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's good?
Did I click it? I didn't click it.
Oh, did you click it?
I didn't click it either.
I didn't click it.
I think when we got in.
Bro, the ghost of Christmas stream? I don't know.
Michael Raymond said Alexis just needs to make sure he has all his facts before the show starts. If that were true, there'd just be papers falling all over the place. Year was good, everybody. Justin Freeberg says Alexis, a.k.a. Alexis Thierry's best friend, Guerreros, keeping up the lateness tradition. My bad, everybody. I'm still learning how to get here. From beautiful Stamford, Connecticut. And by beautiful, I mean not beautiful. Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Everything looks the same at 4 a.m., I'll tell you that. Also, did you know this about 4 a.m.? Red lights are stop signs, baby. Your boy is like, I'm going to make it on time.
Okay, well, I guess Alexis will be in the early morning news of some accident going on.
No, all right. I'm not doing that like on major intersections. But you know them little side screets by me? You know. I look both ways, and then I hit the gas.
You know, we all know traffic cops don't work after 2 a.m.
Nah, so. Yo. If one saw me, he's like, yo, you good, homie? And I was like, thank you.
All right.
Did you know traffic cops dress like homeless people?
We're excited to be back. Another fun week of the Cooligans in store.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
It's that, but it's also...
Baby watch.
Yeah. This baby do any damn time.
Because we could be filming any moment today or tomorrow.
And you might get a text that says, like, we might need a new couch because this water done broke.
Okay, the pipe has busted.
Yeah. There's a leak and it ain't coming from the sink.
So, yes.
I was going to make a joke, but it's your lady, so I won't. But if it wasn't your lady, I would have said...
Oh, what would you have said if it wasn't my lady?
If it wasn't your lady, I would have said, it's coming from the stink instead of the sink.
Well, good thing you didn't say that.
I would never disrespect your wife that way. Is any of this allowed on YouTube?
I think this is against the policy of the first 10 minutes of the show.
They just won't let me say this stuff on CBS, you feel me?
How dare they?
That's what Cooligans allows me to be myself.
Ben Skolnick said, Christian's about to pound his last six cold ones on the table before the baby comes. Yes.
No, he gonna need them when the baby is here, bro.
I'm gonna drink with the baby, bro.
Yo, baby gets a little breast milk, I get some daddy's milk.
It's like that baby at the St. Louis game a few weeks ago that right. was just at the beers.
That's it, bro. That's gonna be my baby at the NYCFC games, okay? I'm gonna instead of like a two-pole with a sign, it's gonna be a two-pole with a baby on top, bro.
That's you holding the bassinet up.
Okay.
The shoulder strength this man.
Just a diaper under it in case anything happens.
St. Tali says no offense and then says the offensive thing.
Ben's gonna say, Helene, are you packed? And then Chris is saying, all packed, honey. Yeah, we're good to go. The due date is March 31st, and I hear from a lot of people. Some people are like, the first kid is always late. I've heard if you're having a boy, it's usually later than if you were having a girl. I asked some friends. I'm like, hey, when you had your first kid, when did the baby arrive? He was like, 3 weeks early. And I'm like, all right, well,
anything
I don't know.
Happen.
So nothing makes sense. I don't know what to sort of rely on. All I know is that I would imagine by this time next week, I should be a dad. I think that's what's going to happen, but I don't know.
Are you ready?
I mean, I won't know till ask me 7 days from now.
Okay, that feels like a no. You know?
But we will see. So, you know.
Mario says first kid was 2 weeks early. Well, we already passed that, right?
We have, yes. So this feels like the... Even now,
oh,
like,
my God. He says second was 2 months early. Damn, yo. Your kids are like, got to get out. I got to get a job, man. It's mad stress, bro. They wanted me in there for 9 months.
It's like, bro, who's going to pay these light bills?
Damn. I might miss the stocks going up. I got to get in here and start investing.
Like, he's like, damn, yo, Ted Lasso's coming back. I'm already missed a couple episodes.
Bro, where am I going to find 4 hours to binge? You feel me? I just don't got time like that, bro. We need to. Let's go.
My wife and I are very excited. So, we'll let everybody know all the updates as they happen.
Ben Skolnick said DraftKings should set the over on the 23rd. You should be taking bets on this. That's a great idea, bro.
That is the right move, okay? It is on brand. And look, I'll be honest, our employers will be very happy if you bet on the when the baby. Do a baby pool.
There you go.
A Polanco baby pool. Okay. Hello, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We out here. It is an international break, but the Cooligans never take a break.
Bro, we're like MLS. You know what I mean? We just push through.
Okay.
We say, why we need to take a break?
Yo, get this calendar out of my face.
Yo,
this FIFA
get
calendar.
Out of here, bro. Who cares if 47 of our players are missing?
Okay.
Now you just play with no goalkeepers. Then, yo.
So what if we have the most goals ever scored in MLS history this weekend? It's an absolute coincidence.
Bro, get these red strings off the wall. Stop doing this math. There's no reason. Yeah, Jordan Morris looked good for once, but it had nothing to do with nothing.
Make Dennis Bouanga fly halfway across the planet for no reason.
13 hours landing, an hour later, he's scoring buckets.
Asking all these questions.
Damn.
But no, we have to obviously begin. As the voice you hear, as always, is our producer, Miguelito
Mali.
Hola.
I thought you were saying hold on, but you were saying hola.
No, sorry. Hola.
Yo, he's too Spanish for you, bro.
Sometimes I forget that my man is a fluent king.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, he's Latino, bro.
Sí, se puede.
There you go.
Go. My man's hitting all the popular talking points.
Exactly. Bro, he walks in the stool like, que lo que.
So we have to discuss the big news over the weekend. We'll get into some of the international matches, but obviously the big news is out of Alexis's favorite club,
bro.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Bro, it's a coach apocalypse out there, bro. And Tottenham is again. If they say they can't top no list, they top this list.
Damn, dude. I mean,
Tottenham comes out with a statement saying, "Guess what? He's fired." You think? Homie was on a Ryanair airline heading back to Italy.
Tottenham is just adding to the unemployment crisis, bro.
That's like I won't make that joke.
But what if it wasn't somebody's girl? Say it the way you would say if it wasn't somebody's girl.
Hold on a second. Let me not offend anyone by offending everyone. You got what I mean, though, as a comic, right? I stopped myself and said, no, that's not fair because that's your lady. But also, the joke would have been hot if someone said it. Anyway, it would have popped. It's just one of those things where, like, a guy comes out and tells a girl, yo, I don't love you no more. I'm out of here. And then takes a flight back to his home. And then a week later, the girl's like, by the way, we broke up. Yeah, you think?
Joe Whitlock in the chat says Conte doesn't subscribe to quiet quitting. He very much does not.
Yeah. Wasn't that a thing like millennials are quiet quitting?
Right. No, my man is loud quitting. My man, he turns it up to 11 to quit.
He's doing a quit tour. He's like, yeah, so I'm going to be on Rogan next week, letting everyone know how trash your history is.
So, but it was a pretty wild. We spoke about it last week. Obviously, we broke down the press conference, and if you didn't, I think it's in this thread
listen here, don't play for for something important.
Right. Okay. So right there. Look, even we'll just put that one set. They don't play for something important. All right. All right.
That was random, by the way. At any point.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
That, it's like Goodfellas. You can put it on whenever you want. It's going to be, you watch to the end.
He's
going to
say
good.
Something disrespectful about his employer. Yeah. And any you get any random snippet.
Drop the needle anywhere you want on that record, my friend. And something disrespectful is about to be in your ear.
And so we were kind of, trying to guess, is he trying to leave this job? Is
he trying to make a bonus?
Is he trying to make a genuine change at Tottenham? And maybe it's a little bit of both. I don't exactly know. But we know now Fabrizio Romano had tweeted out a couple days ago that they part ways by mutual consent. So how valid is the mutual consent part here? Because it feels like
it is. This was the press conference was his side of the mutual consent. He said, "Y'all have a trash history. You don't play for nothing important. Mm-hmm. Your players give up, but it's the way of Tottenham. It's always been the way of Tottenham." And then Tottenham goes, "Yeah, we can't have you as manager." And that we mutually consent
to. We mutually agree that you think those awful things about us.
It's like that old comedian. I wish I remember who it was. We know who. It started with us. He said, "Me and my girl broke up. It was mutual. Her and her friends got together and all agreed that I shouldn't be her boyfriend anymore."
I don't remember who said it, but
whoever it was, great bit. Great bit.
Look, it is a... Do you think it was more of Tottenham trying to convince Antonio Conte to stay?
No, I think it's that he was so shocked. It was so shocking to them that they don't have a plan. They don't know what to do. Because think about it. They're at the end of their season. There's 10 games left. Mm-hmm. Do you bring somebody in now? They're not really going to have much of a change. They're in fourth. They're potentially sliding out of Champions League. You need Champions League to help pay for this big, beautiful stadium. What do you do? Do you let the assistant take over? They had no plans of firing Conte until the end of the season.
Right.
It had already been agreed that he wasn't going to be back. He just figured, let me pull this ripcord. If I could get them to fire me now, I make an extra, I think it's something like $3 million, or it might be more. Who knows? At this point, I can't remember the exact number. I've been awake for about 19 hours already. 3 a.m. is very early in the morning. But he makes more money by getting them to fire him. So he's, boom, gone, goes back to Italy, says, "I'm not doing that again. I already won Chelsea trophies. I don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. This was a mistake." But now who's going to go to Tottenham knowing how toxic it is? By him doing this, he sort of pulled the curtain back for the next manager.
Okay.
Saying like, "Yo, they don't have it in them to win. You might have all the tactics, but they don't win here." You know, I forget what movie it was, but there was one where like there was a it was old timey and the dude was going house to house saying like, "I'll work for a quarter, right? Can I have a quarter?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And he taught the kid like, this mark on your front post means, you know, they have like a home here you could stop. This thing means like they'll feed you, but they won't make you work. And this one means that the guy's dishonest. And the guy never gave him the quarter. So the kid goes to the post the next day after the guy left and he sees the dishonest mark on it. That's kind of what he just did to Tottenham. He was like, he marked it for everyone like, "Don't come here. They hate trophies."
I mean, you would assume that almost any manager leaving any job is not going to speak super highly of their former employer.
You don't do this in an exit interview. Have you ever had an exit interview?
I have had an exit interview, yes. I left Sean John, yeah.
Did you ever say to yourself, like, "Bro, I'm going to tell me exactly what it is, blah, blah, blah." And then you get there, they're like, "How was it?" Like, "It was good." Like, I'm not trying to get sued now. You know what I mean? I'm about to get out of here.
I want my severance. I'm trying to get out of here.
Just so it is, the severance. Antonio Conte, you were mentioning, Alexis, between 4 and 15 million. Until the end of the season.
That's a wild
range. It's just whatever his remaining salary is for the rest of the year. Like, I guess now 10 games left, whatever his 10-game salary would be, they have to pay him the rest of it.
But he also gets, like, a fired bonus. He gets a sack bonus.
Right, right. I'm sure there's something in pretty much every manager's agreement if and when that happens. Look, the last few weeks have been weird, and it's a weird season for Tottenham because them being in fourth place isn't really that bad.
That's what's shocking. It's like, y'all still finishing in Champions League, or at least it looks
and you would imagine that firing their manager at this point puts them in greater danger to miss out on Champions League, right? I mean, who's going to Christian Stellini will be the...
Conte's assistant
will stay till the end of the season. And he's going to manage the club. But you would imagine that for the club to maintain a Champions League spot, you would want Conte being there. So it just kind of shows the. And I feel like we've been seeing this a lot in I don't know if it's just in professional like football or just in Premier League, but the I don't know if it's dysfunction is the exact word, but there's just a level of if they don't find the chemistry quick enough, or if there's any kind of even problem, that the risks are so high to how much money you could lose, that it's almost like, let's just get rid of the manager, start fresh. Every club is starting fresh. They always Everybody. 6 weeks, they're like, we got to start.
They got to get their groove back.
It's like, bro.
We don't even know that bitch from last week, bro. We're brand new.
It's just so rare nowadays. And I think in the Premier League era, I think of even 15... 20, 25 years ago, you would give managers a little bit more of a chance, like at least 2-3 years.
There was the stakes are so high.
The stakes are so high now.
Yeah, the amount of money that you need to just be able to compete. I mean, it's almost like if you don't have Champions League money, you're going to be like, in 10th place.
Right.
You know, like there's no way you can even compete. And also, my hot take here is, how many big-time managers have they gone through? Remember when Everton, when Ancelotti left? Do you remember this? You cried for a week.
I'm still drying the tears off of some of my clothing.
Ancelotti leaves for Real Madrid, which is crazy. What a sentence. Everton's manager leaves for Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember, Rafa Benitez was like the only available manager to keep them in that upper echelon of managers, to keep them in that top level of managers. And it's almost like if you want to maintain at that level, this is the guy you have to sign. Obviously, it was a massive mistake. And now they're back to, trying to find managers that are, you would say, less experienced, have less of a pedigree, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what Tottenham is right now, right? They've kind of buzzed through. Pochettino got them to that upper level, got them to the Champions League final. They lost, Tottenham being Tottenham, right? Then they go out and they get Mourinho. First of all, they fire Pochettino right after that, which makes zero sense. They go out and get Mourinho, which is like, whoa, here's a perennial winner, right? Doesn't win with them. He leaves. Then they bring in Nuno Espirito Santo, which you're like, okay, this is like going back to the old ways. Pochettino, you're going to get a guy who proved himself at a lower level club.
Yeah.
Lower level meaning not as high as the level they had, obviously, within the Premier League. And you're going to give him a chance. That didn't work out. So they rush out and go get Conte, who had apparently turned him down multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor was because he was waiting for Manchester United. Turns him down, comes here, and now he's gone, and he didn't win. So now you have to make a decision. Some of the rumored names are like Thomas Frank. Why would he leave Brentford to go to Tottenham?
Yeah. How many managers have already lost their jobs this season? I think somebody said nine.
In the Premier League?
Saved this week. It's not nine, but somebody. No, this was what I saw. And I apologize. I can't remember who initially tweeted this or where exactly I saw this, but it said that Conte is the ninth manager to have been sacked after playing Southampton, which is just a very strange.
I've actually got ninth manager who's departed their club / been sacked in the Premier League this season, because you had Scott Parker, who left Bournemouth right at the beginning of the season.
Oh, God.
Tuchel, when he got fired from Chelsea. Graham Potter then left Brighton to join Chelsea. Bruno Lage was the Wolves manager. He got replaced by Lopetegui. Steven Gerrard fired at Villa. Hasenhüttl at Southampton. Lampard at Everton. Marsh at Leeds. And Nathan Jones at Southampton.
Bro,
that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah,
what a round robin.
It's just a strange, and maybe this is what the future of the Premier League will always kind of look like, where it's just like if you're just not
everyone becomes Chelsea.
Well, essentially, we all know that the difference in prize money from every spot is pretty significant. It's like every spot you climb up, it's like another 3-4 million pounds or whatever. So maybe
I wouldn't necessarily say that's significant.
I mean, look, I mean, it's relative to...
I think it's, if you're nobody and you can get to fifth, good for you. Well, if you're nobody, or if you're in that realm and you can get to fourth, you done did it.
Because, look, it's look at, with Patrick Vieira is like a great example, where it's like, he was doing perfectly fine for Crystal Palace. There's really not much more they could accomplish with the resources that they have. And they were like, no, we gotta move on.
Vieira wasn't even on this list, by the way. He's the 10th. So right. It's 10 managers.
Jeez. So maybe.
And by the way, Good Vibes John said, Ancelotti ready to hit up Copacabana Beach with all the beautiful Brazilian predicaments next season. What a way to jam eight things we talked about in no one comment. Good job, dude.
That's right. They I heard that the Brazil Federation is trying to poach him from Real Madrid. At least, you know, we'll see at the end of the season with that. But, you know. Real Madrid might be lifting another Champions League trophy. Well, we'll see.
Benzema's got to start scoring again.
So,
but do you think this Tottenham job is too toxic, or do you think the money that they're going to throw at the next manager secures that they will get a good manager?
I think they will get a, you know, now that we'll talk about Julian Nagelsmann in a bit, but that's the name.
Nagelsmann, I've been told.
Also, we get it's Conte, not Kante, which a lot of people are always correcting you. Both of us, I say the same thing, but that's been another one where we're like, all right, guys, what do you want us to do? We can't make everybody happy. We're trying our best. A lot of names come through here. Not that people don't even say our names correctly.
Yeah, I'll give you Conte. If you come here, I'll give you a Conte Caso, bro.
Doesn't come naturally in our Blangolan dialect.
Yeah. Don't talk to the premieres of Blangola that way. I do want to read again. Omar Ramirez paid $4.99 for us. Why not the $5? to say this, more shocking is Bayern sacking Nagelsmann 1 point from first place. Could he be a perfect fit for Spurs or for the U.S. men's national team? What a hard, too jarring pull of the steering wheel there. I don't know if you heard this. So, Guillaume Balague. Mm-hmm. I should know that. Work with him. He said that part of the reason why Nagelsmann was sacked, or there was a multitude of reasons. It was a collection of reasons.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go for it.
Part of it was that he didn't dress Bayern enough.
Yeah, I did hear this. I also heard that there was something about the way he carried himself that wasn't sort of inspiring to the players.
He was too silly.
That he was silly. He would ride a scooter and a skateboard. He rode a skateboard to work, to training, and that the players saw him as like a brother instead of a father figure. And that's what in Bayern they wanted more of a father figure for the players. So that is
what the hell is that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, look, to some people, there's some boomers out there that are like, yo, you can either dress in a suit.
Yeah.
That's how men dress. And this is how leaders dress.
Well, they're going to hate our show. but what not dressing Bayern enough or German enough. What do you want to wear? All black? All black and the collars up on a duster? That's kind of what I picture, right? Just like a guy from one of the bad guys from The Matrix. Right. How I picture who you want him to dress.
Yeah, there's a
full Lederhosen every day.
That's what I should. If I were him, I'd be like, bro, he found out from social media. You want to know what the major conspiracy theory is right now? Hold on. Do you want to know what the major conspiracy
theory is? What is it, Alexis?
So the conspiracy theory is, I don't know if you remember this, when he got hired, his girlfriend, who also broke up with him the same day he got fired, by the way, or the day before he got sacked.
Oh, my. Damn, bro. Why kick him when he's down?
Apparently, they might all be connected. So his girlfriend was a reporter, and apparently she covered Bayern. So when they started dating, she had to quit her job. So there wasn't a conflict of interest.
Okay.
And some of the players thought that he was leaking locker room information about players that he didn't like to her, and she would then in turn leak it to her former colleagues.
Wow.
And do you remember a couple days before he was sacked, the tactics were leaked. Bayern tactics were leaked to the newspaper.
Yes, I did hear something like this. Yeah.
And then he was wildly embarrassed about it. And then next thing you know, they break up. And then next thing you know, he gets sacked. So I think if you tie it all together, his girl was no longer happy with him, leaked that information to embarrass him, pulled a Conte, if you will, right? And then boom.
To one of the most successful clubs in European football.
Yeah. And then Nagelsmann says, upon further review, it seems we have mutually decided to part.
No, well, the to add to that drama was that Fabrizio Romano had initially tweeted out.
Is now dating her, bro. How crazy is that? Again.
Alleged, but bro, alleged. Quote the Cooligans. Make sure you say allegedly in the quote.
I need to hear allegedly quote the allegedly Cooligans. That's how I need it.
Allegedly, the Cooligans said.
You ain't even sure what we said.
We don't know who said it, but as
in
long
fact,
as
Apple, is there a way to stop people from going rewinding our podcast? Then?
Yo, y'all need to fix this because it was all alleged.
This is a travesty, bro. They're trying to tell us we said something just because we said it.
Bro, I'm sure AI has something to do with this. But Fabrizio Romano tweeted out that he was going to be sacked. This I think the original tweet was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe he had announced that Tuchel was ready to replace Nagelsmann whenever he got sacked on Friday, and then they were like, oh,
"Yeah,
what?"
But this is I have the tweet on screen.
Imagine reading that.
It says,
"Oh, let's see what transfers are."
Exclusive. It says from Fabrizio Romano, March 23rd, FC Bayern are seriously considering to sack Julian Nagelsmann. Decision being discussed internally. The club could fire him soon. So and then continues says, "Understand."
Imagine reading that, going, "Yo, babe, did you see that?" Babe.
What?
Hey, where's my folder? Why is my laptop open? Bro, babe.
Why is that garbage can on fire?
Yo, who broke my paper shredder? Babe. Babe, they're saying I might get babe. But where's your toothbrush?
Nagelsmann confirmed this. He said that he didn't, the first he heard of his sacking was online. So this might have been the first. He might have just been reading this thing and be like, well, excuse me? Fabrizio, I don't know, sir. Yeah. I am currently employed. I don't know what you mean.
There's another Julian Nagelsmann?
Unfortunate. We brought up essentially the theme of managers who are essentially pretty successful. Antonio Conte got his team in fourth. They're doing all right. You really can't ask for that much more, I think, from Tottenham.
Justin Freeberg's put. Fabrizio Romano going to tweet, according to CBS Sports correspondent Alex Guerrero's on the podcast, The Cooligan. Bro, I'll be on the phone with Fabrizio. I need a heavy amount of allegedlys in there, bro.
Is it not enough allegedlys? Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you putting so many alert emojis when you're talking about us? You do not need to do that, Fabrizio.
No. I feel like you're making it hot, Fabrizio.
Okay.
Romano, and I piss off that one guy who keeps asking me to say Conte.
To have the Tottenham manager be fairly successful, and then when you look at Bayern just defeats Barcelona in Champions League. They're in the Champions League quarterfinals, right? Semifinals? Quarters.
Right.
Quarters. Yes, they are in second place in Bundesliga. But is it is that after winning was six or seven?
10 in a row.
10? Is it 10?
10 in a row. You can have a down year, bro.
Give this man a break. At this point, would think that the Champions League would be more of a priority, but I guess to Bayern, and I've seen some reports that essentially Bayern felt that Thomas Tuchel probably wouldn't be on the market for very long, and
they thought Spurs were gonna hire him,
right? So they were like, "We just got to scoop him up because we can't have this fun uncle be our manager."
He's just going in circles around him in a scooter, and he's like, "Could you just let us have the meeting,
man,
dude?
I ain't going to Leroy Sané. Got your nose, buddy. Your nose.
Look what I found behind your ear. It's a miniature Bundesliga trophy. I can't remember what it's called. It's
Meisterschaft.
Sure.
I think.
I went to the doctor for Meisterschaft, and they said it's fine. Imagine sitting next to your girl and reading and like, oh, Well, that's, I didn't know this celebrity was available. Kim Kardashian's available now? Hey, babe, man, we got to talk. You know how you be riding that scooter around? Okay. Yeah, you're fired.
Not a good look, okay?
You're fired from being my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Bayern sacking of Nagelsmann seems to make even less sense. And I think at this point, you know, Bayern, for the most part, they don't really make that many bad decisions. I mean,
they also don't make that many quick decisions.
Sure.
They're very pragmatic.
You don't sense a lot of like turmoil
in that club. No, they're spreadsheet heavy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm a huge fan. Okay.
Your half of Blangola is a very big, you know, spreadsheet heavy.
Shout
area.
Out to spreadsheets.
Bro, Google Sheets and Excel, bro.
Okay.
I'm using both. I got both computers. I got a PC and a Mac.
We out here, formulas for life.
Don't talk to me if you're hitting that equal sign in cell A, B, 1. I don't even know if that's possible, bro.
Man, that cell's very far along, A, B, 1.
I'm out there,
that's
bro.
That's a big spreadsheet.
You don't even know where the map's getting, bro.
So, look, the fact that... I think it's fair to criticize Bayern at this point. I think this is a really poor decision because if you look at the metrics, this manager he does not have the normal 10-12 point lead in Bundesliga that Bayern Munich normally has.
Also didn't have Robert Lewandowski. I mean, give this man a chance.
Sure. It has been, yeah, look, a bit of a change, you know, but they're like adapting and adjusting. And yes, so Dortmund has been a little bit better. RB Leipzig has been a little bit better. Just some of the mid-table Bundesliga clubs are a little bit more competitive. And it's all really relative to how Bayern is doing, right? When a team like Leipzig beats Bayern Munich, we're like, oh, okay. Like, right. All right, is Leipzig better or is Bayern slipping? And it seems like they just took it as that we're slipping too far. Like, they're 1 point back in Bundesliga.
I mean, it's like, dude, you lose one game and they're like, it's because of the damn scooter, bro.
It seems...
It's kick, yeah, listening to the kick, push, kick, push.
I don't know, we got Lupe fans out here.
We need someone with authority, not someone with a... You know, cute little shirts.
Okay. We need someone who listens to Beyonce, not Solange.
You know?
Okay.
You can't be too creative, bro.
Solange's a little too artsy. We're not here for all that.
We can't be. You can't be that if you're going to be with us.
Jaron Wright said, this is more toxic than Tottenham. I don't know if that's a joke.
Yeah.
But it
that's him just trying to deflect.
Yeah, because
right,
Jaron is a Tottenham.
Other teams suck. Not us.
I don't know if it's more toxic because, look, I think almost anything that happens in the Premier League will be considered more toxic because of the visibility and right. the insane press conferences that the former manager was giving.
Right.
But it is a... I think it's a sort of transitional time, I think, for Bayern Munich and even Bundesliga. Tune in tomorrow because we got a little bit of surprise when we're talking about Bundesliga. We can't talk about it just yet. But it just seems like such a, like you said, such a quick decision, rash, an overreaction. Is Thomas Tuchel inherently a better manager than Nagelsmann? He has a better career, but to me, it's almost like, is it a step back for Thomas Tuchel to go to Bayern?
Bayern is like your rebound girl for these major managers. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like Pep went there to kind of, you know, get his game back, mm-hmm. if you will. You know what I mean? And now that's what's happening here. Nagelsmann left Leipzig for them, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, and Bayern had to pay a ton of money to Leipzig to get him to...
That's where he got the scooter money, bro. It's your fault, dude.
Camilo Garcia said, we need more kick push and less...
Coast.
Less coast?
Kick, push, kick, push,
oh, yeah,
coast.
That's right. Okay, that's right.
Good one.
All right.
It's a good bit, bro.
Let's go.
Do you guys think Bayern potentially wanted Tuchel specifically to try to beat Manchester City in the Champions League? Because we know as a Chelsea supporter that Thomas Tuchel is the Pep Guardiola kryptonite. He beats him every time they play him.
Has a more Chelsea-biased comment ever been made on this show?
Not on this show, baby. I'm bringing the biases with
you.
Me.
Really are. You're holding it up. You're like, we're still a big club. I mean, I would honestly say I don't know that Thomas Tuchel is going to be able to come in and now make enough changes in whatever's left of the Bundesliga season.
Mm-hmm.
This was more of like, all right, we got him. Are you good? Help us out in Champions League. Play maybe a bit pragmatic, but I think this was a let's get him before Tottenham gets him.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of, look, I don't know how much Bayern need to do or need to change tactically to end up winning the league, but they
they kind of just like relax at this point and everyone else fails.
That's usually what it is. Like, the other, especially Dortmund, are always just like, they just disappoint. They just they lose to
don't have enough gas.
Mines, and they lose to Wolfsburg,
and they lose to yours. They lose to mine. They lose to all of them, bro.
What's mine is mine. So look, it is an interesting decision. If Bayern win Champions League and lose Bundesliga, was that worth it? Because I think they could have But it's also, I think they could have done that with Nagelsmann regardless. It just seems like more of an internal issue. I can't imagine that they fire this guy for his results, because the results are not poor. No. It just seems ridiculous. Did he even complete a year? No, this is his first year, right?
He
was there 8-9 months and then.
Undefeated in Champions League too, didn't lose a single game in Europe.
And it's a waste.
Time.
It's a waste of money. It seems like just poor. It seems like a poor. If they don't win either the league or the Champions League, then this looks even more ridiculous.
Yeah, this looks already kind of ridiculous. But if this was in an effort to stop Tuchel from going to Spurs, then this was smart.
So I guess it's a more of a long-term decision. Yeah. But
we'll never know if this was a good idea or not, unless he wins both Bundesliga and Champions League.
Nagelsmann, he didn't deserve this, bro. That's all.
I mean, if you are Nagelsmann, at least now you have a chance to take a break and relax. And when I want to take a break and relax and turn off, you know what I do? I pop one of these bad boys right here. A nice cold Coors Light.
Let's go. Okay. Huh? I mean, it always tells us to, that we always say, this has been the mantra of the show. It's like, you don't have to be like, even though we crush it week in and week out, we don't, there are times we need to shut it off. We need to chill.
Sometimes I just got to like not be on.
Exactly.
Know what I mean?
And you have a much more stringent schedule, and it's
my schedule crazy.
Okay, so you need it more than ever.
Sometimes I just want to I just want to doze off and take a nap. But then there's someone in my ear going, "We're back in 5," and then I'm like, "Oh, yeah."
You're gonna have to answer. Why, Alexis? Why aren't you answering Thierry Henry's question? You know.
Also, could you stop snoring? But I need to relax. I need to chill. And what I do is when I go home, I kick my feet up. I read through some of the emails they sent me. And I'm like, I don't understand any of these words in preparation for tomorrow. And I like to pop open a nice, cold, crisp Coors Light. So, and I know it's ready to go when the mountain is blue, baby.
Okay, that's always the move. It's If you got eyes, you see those blue mountains right on there. You know it's cold enough. So mark your calendar for some quality time with Coors Light, the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Golden Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Boom.
You already know.
Okay. Fan XY just said, sounds like Alexis needs an ice cold Coors Light.
Yeah. Also, I like what Lex said, but I'm not reading that out loud.
Okay. All right. And as always, everybody in the chat, thank you to everybody listening to listening to the podcast. But if you're in the chat and there's anything that you think we should discuss, especially during this international break, please put it in the chat and we will try to get to it, especially them super chats. Okay. And as always, please leave a review of the podcast on leave 5 stars on Spotify and leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. Okay, a couple of things I just wanted to make.
I don't know if you saw this on the news on that page. It said Calvin Phillips ready to leave. The one before that, ready to leave Man City as Premier League clubs take injury. He just got there.
He just got there. He's been injured, and he can't get minutes. He
barely played, but he looked good for the English national team.
Okay. I didn't watch the game. I know.
Wow. What are you worried about? Your pregnant wife, dude?
Harry Kane did get, he got awarded.
He got another goal on top as well.
Right, but he got awarded a golden boot to commemorate his most goals for the English national team.
He also had
team.
Special boots on for this game.
Did he? I didn't see
them. Yeah, they had, it looked like newspaper clippings, like or little pieces of art kind of stitched together about him being the best striker in English history.
Okay. Gareth Southgate was spotted. Did you see his kicks?
Wearing Pata Air Max 1s. The Pata collab.
Yeah, I gotta find
and
the
I
photo.
Will say, I've never seen those shoes look less cool. What an uncomfortable looking man.
It's, you know, we're not used to seeing Southgate come through with the drip.
See, this is my issue with like Heat shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you want to wear Heat, some people, and sometimes it's like a dad who doesn't know how to dress, but he just thinks, well, if I spend $250 on shoes, the rest of what I'm now cool. Right, kids? Look at me. I'm TikToking. Right, kids? And that's kind of what, look at the rest of his fit. Dude, this is a miss, a swing and a miss. For those of you listening, he's wearing a suit that was not tailored for sneakers. So the bottom is kind of bunching around. And by the way, these are Air Max 1s. You don't really need your... They shouldn't be bunching around. He's wearing... The only way I can explain is a sweater polo shirt combo that yeah. has a zipper, on it.
Zip, yeah, half zip.
Half
a
zip.
Quarter zip or whatever they call it.
And I believe he has a Richard Mille for the French. Richard Mille watch on, which is a $250,000 watch.
There's no way he's wearing a $250,000 watch.
That's kind of commonplace now. As insane as that
Bro,
sounds.
I know you just started at CBS. You cannot be saying that commonplace.
I'm getting that two of them on. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, I'm looking for a fake one if somebody wants to tell me where to get one. No, but like athletes now, like every athlete has a $250,000 watch.
Right.
Here's the thing about this $250,000 watch, and there's no need to say it any other way than it's a $250,000 watch, is they continue to grow in value.
Okay.
They're so hard to get that they're immediately worth a lot more the moment you have them. But I think he's wearing a Richard Mille. But he's like, this whole outfit says to me, like, finance guy who's, just became single and has asked their cousin, how do I dress cool for a date? My first date in about 15 years.
So, look, we were...
Does that not look exactly what this is?
I mean, look, I don't think the fit is bad or terrible. It is just... It's one of those things where the shoes are almost too nice for the fit. That it's just... They outshine.
They don't fit the fit.
They don't fit the fit. But it's... Look, I appreciate Southgate, like... Trying something new.
He's friends with Berhalter.
Berhalter, and that's what I was gonna say. I'm like, we saw Greg Berhalter in the last few years. Obviously, Nike is the kit manufacturer for mm-hmm. For England and for the U.S. So I think Southgate was just like, yo, I see you hooking up Nike. I see you hooking up some of the other managers. Why don't you look after your boy? And they were like, okay, sir, we'll send you these. He's like, what do I wear with? You figure it out.
Bro, I don't know anyone at Pata, but I bet you they were like, damn, this ain't the guy.
That's not who we meant.
Also, Pata means, it means foot. So it's kind of weird that would be a shoe collab.
It means leg?
Leg, yeah.
I don't know. But what? I don't even know this company, Pata. What is?
I think they're Dutch.
Gotcha.
But they've done a bunch of collabs, a lot of very popular collabs with Nike. And the Air Max 1 has been sort of kind of been revived. And a lot of people say partially because of them.
Okay.
Basically, all they did was make the front wavy. I don't know if you could see it.
I see it, yeah, yeah.
It's really all they did.
Yeah, you can see it more clearly in the next photo.
Yeah, so the regular Air Max 1, that's a straight bottom piece. They made theirs wavy. Also, shouts to the sort of aged... You know, upper sole, right? They've got the beige inner on the top. I mean, this is dope. It's a good sneaker, or at least it was. This is like hearing like a youth pastor say, "On fleek." Yeah. Is watching him do this.
So like good on him, man.
I'm dissing him and you say good on him.
No, I'm proud of Southgate. Good for him.
The thing is, not the Bayern manager, bro. They would not have been happy with this outfit. He's dressing like Julian Nagelsmann.
Sneakers at a match.
Bayern just crossed his name out. And he's like, "Cool sneakers, not for us. No, thank you. You cannot manage in Germany with cool sneakers. You must be wearing socks and Birkenstocks at the same time.
Imagine.
That's the only way to relax in Germany."
Every time I hear that voice, I think of like when Conan O'Brien would do the German. It's always just the screaming.
Yeah.
Germans can't be.
And he shakes his head. Nein! It's the best. It's the best.
Robert from LA came in with the super.
No, he spent $5.
$5 said, "Did you guys mention Dominican Republic and Cuba winning their League of Nations match with me?"
Bro, Nations League, bro.
The League of Nations. That's not the Treaty of Versailles matches. Yeah.
The League of Nations has been won.
Woodrow Wilson, big fan of the League of Nations.
Cuba and Dominican Republic now run the UN.
Bro. Yeah.
Nine says Germany, who will now attack both countries. This has gone.
I saw the. Did you watch the Monroe Doctrine matches? Those were sick, bro.
Oh, dude. Yo, shouts to the New Deal League, bro. They were great.
I didn't watch them.
It's kind of hard to follow.
There's obviously a lot of games going on.
You need to download VIX Plus.
But amazing. Dominican Republic, they're going to be playing the Olympics. So that's
Cuba and Dominican Republic, though, made it to the next round of the Nations League.
Huge. But the not. I mean, they not. It's not making it to the next round.
They qualified out of their group. They qualified.
Okay. So that's amazing. Does it mean that they go to the Gold Cup? Because I know the U.S. already qualified for the Gold Cup. Haiti qualified for the Gold Cup. A couple other countries.
Cuba beat Guadeloupe, Antigua and Barbuda, and Barbuda and Barbados.
Okay.
Bro, smoked them all, bro.
Seriously,
they were 5 wins and 1 loss. Okay. They got 15 points. Bro, Goa.
Dude. Well, what are we?
There's
just
a lot of 1-0s. Oh no, 3-1 to Antigua and Barbuda. Bro, Cuba had to play 2 countries at once, bro.
I see right here, Alexis. Cuba qualifies for the 2023 CONCACAF Gold Cup,
bro.
Oh, what about DR?
I gotta find this now.
What do we see?
Not yet. As far as I can see, DR is still in third in their group at the moment, but Cuba won theirs.
Yo, look at Group C, Group 1, Bonaire, Sint Maarten, Turks and Caicos, U.S. Virgin Islands. I ain't heard of 2 of them countries, bro.
I'm trying to find. I gotta find the.
Bro, there's too many islands, bro. I swear to God, yo, we should. All right, this is what I'm gonna do. All right, since I'm the president of Blangola, here's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
If you're in a Caribbean and you speak English, y'all now a country for the purposes of soccer only. If y'all speak Spanish, y'all all a country now. If y'all speak French, y'all all a country now. That's it.
Yeah, that worked out real well in Europe years.
No. Let me chop up and merge your cultures. Again, this is just for soccer specifically. Y'all can keep your presidents or whatever. You don't have any oil. There's no need for us to take over.
All right.
But for the purpose of soccer, man, can y'all merge? Because there's no reason why St. Kitts and Nevis, they already started, right? They put 2 of their countries. And there's a St. Martin and a St. Martin. Did you know that?
I see now.
Bro, it's too much.
Let's look at.
Wait. It's just the tiny little tops of mountains sticking out above the water.
That's right. So Dominican Republic is in League B, Group D. They're currently in third place.
This is for Nations League.
This is Nations League. So they have a game today. I think they're playing Belize today. They currently have 5 points.
Belize win this game.
They
please.
Can't. I don't think they can qualify. I don't know how many matches are left, but
I know Cuba made it through.
So that's very much exciting. Okay, so we should talk about real quick. The U.S. Are playing today. We're recording this on Monday, March 27th. But they did play against Grenada.
Grenada is in Spain.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
I got you, bro.
And one
shouts to Nico Cantor, who corrects me a lot before we go on air.
But they won 7-1. Gio Reyna did start in this game.
Did you even hear his name get called once, bro?
Yeah, he wasn't really too involved as much as when you see 7 goals, you're like,
Gio got sure one, gotta, maybe gotta. 2-3 of them. You know what I mean?
He did not. He had 0.
Do you think they were avoiding him on purpose? Here's why I say that. Did you see Weston McKennie's goal celebration?
So he talked,
and then he hit the X. Uh-huh. So it felt to me like they said they're not ready to reveal exactly what that's about yet.
Mm.
But Christian Pulisic sitting next to him with a big old smirk.
Yeah.
Being like, did y'all watch my interview? I feel like you could put 2 and 2 together, you know?
So we got goals from Ricardo Pepi, Brendan Aaronson, 2 from Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic. Pepi scored a second. Zendejas had the 7th. But look, a dominant performance, and it's just one of those results where you're just like, all right, we're like, this team's very good, and I just needed that reminder. It is Grenada, and we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves.
Don't get gassed.
But you sort of need some of these results from time to time to just be like, all right, we got a strong side, and we have a lot to be proud of.
I would say, look, sure, it's Grenada, but the U.S. pulled a clip. Am I right?
Pull
Grenada.
I got you.
Pulled the clip.
I got you.
Pull the clip.
Don't leave me hanging, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead, bro. You know what to do. Go ahead. I'll explain it after you hit me. So I don't want to have it. Yeah, I'm going to keep it up all show. Grenade.
Yikes.
Come on, bro. You should have gotten that. Get it?
I got you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Well, it's not a clip. It's a pin.
I was going to hit the Hakeem Nicks laugh.
You pulled the clip. You pulled the pin. Show. It's the same shit.
That's why...
Bro, you can't bring this guy anywhere.
Why would I know what you're talking about when it's not the correct thing?
Pull the clip. I guess it's for a gun. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyway, look, yo, he pulled a pin. Okay. Look, if you look at Paulo Nelson, but in all caps, he means pin.
Okay.
It was a good bit. Everyone's like, pull the pin. They pull the pin.
Somebody did ask the question about Balogun. Flo. My homie Flo. My favorite bro. American man.
More like Flo-Lando Balogun, bro. My guy was out there.
Because, yeah, we were talking about the rumors last week, and now he...
Well, last week he unfollowed the English national team. Then in his stories he put, go where you're appreciated, and then he lands in Orlando.
Okay.
All right,
we know Mickey Mouse appreciates him.
Bro, you know who appreciates you? The land of enchantment, Orlando, Florida.
Because... obviously Arsenal player on loan at Rems.
Tied for third, I believe.
17 goals in Ligue 1. And, got left off the senior roster for the English national team. Got called up to the U21 roster.
And he said, nah, I ain't going.
He was like, nah, all of a sudden, I got my neck hurt, my back hurts. Okay. Nah. He was like, my neck, my back.
My neck and my back. My back and my neck as well. I don't know if you know about that.
I was like, all right. My man knows the classics. Yeah. So
can't prove that in an MRI. Also, I don't know if you saw I believe his name is Carly, the guy who coaches the U21 team that he was being asked to join.
Yeah.
Said that he just spoke to him the day before, had no idea that he was thinking of joining any other federation, that any other federation was even considering him,
mm-hmm.
and had no idea. He said he was fine. He just wasn't coming in because he had an injury or something. There was a reason why he wasn't coming in.
Yeah.
He had no idea he was going to fly to America. And get a Yankee jersey, bro.
My man, he went on the recruitment tour. He went to Yankee spring training. Look, I don't know who the player is. I don't pay attention to the Yankees.
Me
like
neither.
That.
But 2 things happened. They had to spell Balogun for the jersey, and they handed this man a U.S. soccer jersey and said, wear this. Pretend you like the team. Pretend anyone
but
talks
they
also, about it.
They put number 9 on the Yankee jersey. Mm. Also, Yankee jerseys do not have names. That's also a thing, right?
They away do, not home.
Oh, okay.
No, Yankees are the only team that doesn't do both.
That's right. They don't do it ever.
Yeah.
Red Sox. But you can buy it with a name
on
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they, you know, they it's a special, you know, special order, custom for.
Get out there and play baseball if you want, dude.
But he went to Yankee spring training, also went to the Orlando Magic game. So look, we, you know, this isn't a coincidence. He didn't accidentally show up there. He didn't accidentally
he didn't just go to the same city that the team is training in either.
Because you know U.S. soccer is like, yo, give this roll the red carpet out for this man.
You get on that plane. When you get off, it is gonna be Balogun Fest.
Bro,
what have you always wanted? We'll take you to a gun range, dude. What do you want? What can you not do in Europe, dude?
Because
you hold the blicky, you meet Orlando Magic, whatever you want.
You wanna meet Ja Morant?
we can do both of those at once.
We will get it. Done.
Bro, go to the club, hold up a gun. We'll just delete it off your lives.
You're not
bro.
Breaking any English laws.
Nah, man, it's Orlando, Florida. Got no laws, bro.
You're not even breaking Florida laws.
No. In fact, it's illegal to not hold a gun in Florida.
But look, he is training. Look, this has been kind of dope because American, just USMNT fans have been, every photo he posts, they're like, yo, where is he? As soon as he landed, as soon as he, I don't know if he posted a picture of him looking outside out of a plane or whatever, they were looking at.
GeoGuessr guys are going crazy.
They were like, yo, where is he? And then he posted a photo in front of some building. Then somebody, they found it on Google Maps and they found the place where he was training. They were looking at the grass. This grass, so we're looking at a photo of Balogun sitting. He was obviously training and the caption says
this. Just a photo of him sitting on grass, and there's nothing else in the shot besides his shadow.
And then there was a groundskeeper.
Yeah, who's like, I know that grass anywhere.
And he was like, yo, I know exactly where he is. I mowed that grass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw his butt print before.
So this essentially, I think it's not just U.S. soccer that is obviously trying to make a pitch for him to join the U.S. men's national team. Balogun has represented the U.S. in the U18 level.
Right.
But
he has not been cap tied. So this is a huge.
Correct.
And he's not going to Nigeria. They got Osimhen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to unseat Osimhen.
So
and you're not going to get into the. Bro, Harry Kane just broke the record. You think you're going to beat him?
Yeah.
Full World Cup, bro.
It's going to be a minute before that happens.
Crimson Pizza said, did you guys send Gunny as the coolest rapper? Yo, it sounds crazy. Listen to that gun real quick. Not that way. Turn it. There you go.
Okay.
Now listen to it.
I know it whispers. You're going to put it, you have to put it oddly close to you, but I'm
telling you. You figured a gun would be loud if it was going to tell you.
But this is a self-hating gun.
Yeah.
Only delivers transfer rumors.
It refuses to shoot bullets, which is great.
Mike doesn't know about Gunny because Mike is new.
It's an old character. We were in the South and we got a little out of hand.
Okay.
But turns out that there was a character on the show called Gunny, which was a gun that told his transfer rumor. It was Fabrizio Romano. Mono, really. It told us transfer rumors, but also hated being a gun and hated gun control and wanted gun control.
Wanted gun control. Yeah. Really hated its own existence. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a smart gun.
So
honestly.
We saw comments from Anthony Hudson, the interim manager for the U.S. men's national team, and mentioned that there's been conversations. There's been dialogue with Flo, and now we're using Flo as
Balo, as they call him in France.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So it feels like we're closer than ever to this actually happening. But so and I'll ask a question that I don't think other people have asked. So Balogun comes in, which would be a very exciting. Prospect.
He starts right away.
But who gets left out? We know the strikers.
Haji, right. Say yes, home, Haji.
Haji scored in the World Cup.
He's just a
barely.
Shiny.
You are.
You just reminded him he scored at the World Cup.
He's like, oh yeah, I did.
Wait, that counted?
That was me.
Oh shit, man, I was floating, dude.
Because we have Haji, right? We have Ricardo Pepi who scored right against Grenada, who scored two. We have Daryl DK.
Daryl DK slides down one. So does Pepe. I mean, there's just
Josh Sargent.
Sure.
Is it one of those like Who cares about these other dudes? This is clearly the best striker we have now.
Let's say today he joins, he says he's taking his talents to South Beach and he's joining U.S. men's national team.
Balogun is joining Meadowlark Media.
Yo, let's go. Do you know where the Clevelander is? You're going to have to go up to the whatever floor.
He's joining the David Sampson podcast.
Squeeze between Jessica Smetana and Mike Ruiz. And, you know, just get a couple bits in there when you can. He immediately becomes the most dynamic player we have in that position.
Yeah.
What he can do, his only negative is he can't play it with his back to the goal. Or at least he's not as great at it as like a Daryl Dike is.
Okay.
That's his only negative.
All right. I mean,
if you're going to have to find one.
He's having a great season. And this is
people
his first
keep saying, but it's Ligue 1. What do you want him to do, though?
I'm not saying that it's just Ligue 1. I'm just saying that this is the only time he has done this. This is his breakout year. And is this who is
then
this?
Like Aaron Johansson, we forget about her. Wow. Did you even remember Aaron Johansson?
I haven't heard that name in years.
Bro, where is that dude? He said Iceland, joins us. Iceland makes the World Cup, we don't.
What?
If anything, it might have been Aaron Johansson's fault.
This might be one of the wildest chat messages we have ever received, because Delboy Zero just said, USMNT getting England sloppy seconds. When you kiss Balogun, you are tasting Southgate.
Wow.
What a ridiculous.
Wow.
What a wild statement.
Bro, Southgate looks like he's never had sloppy toppy, bro. Southgate looks like he giggles if someone tries to give him top, bro.
What a wild statement. I don't know about that. I don't know about that because I think the snub that Balogun is getting from England is unjustified.
I'm talking about my Arsenal group chat. It's like, but he plays in Ligue 1. Ligue 1 is a farmer's league. It's this and that. There was a period of time when he had more goals for a concerted amount of time that he had more goals than Mbappe.
Yeah.
He got more goals than Messi. Dude just won the World Cup. What more do you want him to do? Do you want him to go to a bad league and not be one of the top three striker scorers? What do you want him to do?
Yeah, for him to not even get... For England to not prioritize at least cap tying him is already the insult. It's not, you could call him up, maybe he doesn't even play or whatever. At least that's more respectful than completely not even calling him up at all after what he's done. He is, I believe, 22 years old, 21 or 22 years old. He that's it. He deserves an opportunity to just see what he can do, see how he can gel with the group. And it's clearly what he wants. His first choice is England. And
also, Yunus Musa was England's sloppy second, right? And now look who wishes they had him back.
Right, and look at all, and there are plenty of Premier League clubs that are interested in signing him.
Arsenal included, and he was they let him go.
Right. So it's a...
This is part of that superiority complex that England has, where any other league, anywhere else in the world that you play just isn't good enough. And everyone thought they were going to body the U.S. team, couldn't beat us. Again, undefeated against England in the World Cup. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the U.S. is better than England.
I'll say it.
There you go, bro. You heard the eagle screech, bro. The eagle just told you to go suck on that. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're a better team or that we're deeper or that we're this or we're that. But y'all couldn't beat us.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't know that. Y'all thought we were way worse because you do not consider or ever respect anyone that doesn't play in the English Premier League.
Yeah. So, look, we'll keep an eye out, but it feels like we might be hearing something soon. I mean, the other thought I have is like this whole he leaves the essentially rejects the call up to the U21 team for England, then just out here chilling. He's clearly training.
He wants freedom, bro. That's what he wants.
Maybe it's a little bit like, let me just post some of these photos, make my ex a little bit jealous. So maybe, see.
Show him I'm living nice.
Show him I'm living like right? I'm doing all right, okay?
Right. I don't need them. Did you see the Marcus Rashford also in the U.S.? He's in New York. Taking the most basic New York pictures.
You got to go to Times Square, obviously. Right? M&M store. Let's go.
He's in. Yo, look at me. I'm in Central Park. It's like, bro, you got money, bro. Go to a roof bar, bro. What are you doing, right? He's doing all this. He's taking pictures with him and his girl. And apparently they're upset at him because he didn't join the English national team because he has an injured toe.
Right.
And they're saying, oh, but he's in New York walking around.
How dare he?
What you think he going to do at home?
People are crazy, bro. English fans do this all the time where if an English player shows that they do things outside of a soccer pitch, they're... Yeah. You know, the devil.
They act like kids seeing the teacher at the supermarket.
Yeah.
No.
Don't Why you live are they in outside? School? Don't you live in here?
Yeah. They live at the desk they sit at next to the bulletproof room that they have to pull out because Gunny didn't get to pass the laws he wanted to.
Justin Freeberg just spoiled that Rashford on the pod tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a special surprise for tomorrow. Well, then we definitely got a surprise for you if you believe that.
Okay, a couple other things I wanted to make sure we got to. Argentina did play their first game in Argentina since the World Cup.
Poor Panama.
Poor Panama.
They just had to sit there through a 7-hour celebration of them winning the World Cup.
Look,
did you see them partying at the club?
At the club?
Argentina went to a nightclub.
I did not see
that. There's a lot of Instagram lives. If you could find it, it's hilarious. One of my favorite is everyone's dressed for a nightclub, Lionel Messi, in his Argentina training outfit. Everyone her club. Oh, dressed like I'm going to a club? All right, absolutely. Also, you get to see Messi dancing, which is, to me, as uncomfortable as you would expect it to be.
I don't know where to find it, but...
Yeah, that's the photo from it.
This one?
No. No, that's not it. It's just that they were partying. They were at the club. They were dancing. And then at some point, all the players grab hands and they all start jumping in a big circle, which if you go to the club with your boys, let's say the three of us, right, just a couple of lads, right, decide we're going to go to the club. We each invite a few of our friends. The three of us go to get drinks. We come back. All of our friends are now holding hands, jumping around in a big circle in the middle of the club. We leave the club. There it is. Look, you can see him dancing.
Okay.
I think he's dancing cumbia there. I mean, it's not really dancing either. He's just kind of like, don't get injured. Don't get injured. Don't get injured. Right. He's wearing his training top, his full training kit. And then if you find another one, you'll see that everyone, dude, I'd leave the club if all my friends held hands and started jumping in a circle. I'm like, what are you about to jump in a bubble pit?
Or it's like a Turkish wedding or something. Don't they?
It's like those videos that they sometimes will put to hip hop. Yeah. Someone's got a napkin.
They're doing the
Look
hora.
At this. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Look at this. This is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen.
It's like it's Ring Around the Rosie, essentially, that they're playing. All right.
What is this?
I don't want to play.
The only time I've ever done this is at a Jewish wedding.
Sure, yeah.
You grab, but that's not what they're doing.
We did this at my wedding. We did this at my wedding, yeah. My wife's family's Jewish, yeah. This is all right. Maybe
you said my wife's family, but I heard my white family.
My wife.
Yeah, I got adopted, bro. Soy Julio. Shalom, y'all.
They made me give up my language.
As the whites do. I now pray to El Shaddai.
So
Justin Freeberg said Alexis out here shaming friends for holding hands. I'm fine with the holding hands, jumping around in a circle. This ain't what you do at the club.
But look, bro, they won a World Cup. They're celebrating. They're being embraced by their people. I mean, the video of Messi.
This is so
eating at a restaurant. You saw that one where
the whole team or a few players went. Yeah. And everyone's like, Messi's at this restaurant. As if other World Cup winners aren't sitting at a seat
like,
at
his table. Get out of my damn face.
Damn, bro. Ain't nobody talking to you, Julian Alvarez.
But no, I mean, they were easily like...
Di Maria, can you take a picture of me and Messi real quick?
There were easily about 10,000 people outside of this restaurant. Chanting and...
ruining his dinner.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because still people are kind of suggesting like how there are some people that are like, how does a human being live like this? They can't They can't it even exist in their home country.
It's a lot.
It's because there's just a lot of pressure and so much attention. So which and
did you know the Argentina national team changed the name of their training facility to the Lionel Messi training facility?
I did see that.
It's crazy.
No, man. I mean, well deserved, bro. It's just like the Landon Donovan MVP, MLS Cup MVP, bro.
Ben Skolnick said, Blangolan rule number 155. Hold hands or jump in a circle, not both at the same time. Pick one. That's a good rule.
We have to institute some real policy to keep this country afloat.
Bro. Okay. We can't let mayhem rule the world.
Okay. So, overall, at the beginning of the game, incredible to see Look how happy it made all of Argentina and everyone at the stadium. But Lionel Messi gets his 800th goal. Thiago Amado also did score in this game. So obviously incredible for an MLS player to score.
Atlanta could have used him because we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, Zachary Johnson paid $2 to say this. It's the only reason I'm saying this out loud. Argentina, the most tasteless Latin country? Carincho. Zachary, I'm the bobo. That's a great one, too. I will say this. It is a red. Carincho, we love you. But as a whole, as a unit, they're lacking the swag ratio.
The swag ratio is not.
They're not wavy.
No, they're not. But that's not.
No, you know what it is? Sauce. There's no sauce.
There's no right, and we're talking about in
tasteless. I wouldn't say unless you ask them about what do they feel about Brazilians. And all of a sudden,
it's a country with not the greatest of history.
Well, look, okay? You know how they tell everyone they're European. Sometimes they move European. You know what I mean? They didn't really get the fucking. You know,
they didn't that part of it. They didn't.
They kicked them people out of the country.
They didn't colonize the hips.
That's all. They accepted the stiffness, they didn't. You know.
But look, they won a world.
They didn't blend with the locals enough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Shouts to the Atue who were like, no, all right, we'll take some of the food and the language and I guess the religion. But have you thought about 1-2, 1-2?
Enzo Adriani said, while we lack in sauce, we make up in 3 stars.
Yeah.
All right, look, okay. Hey, look.
Hey, you definitely got that.
You guys got some great exports. All right.
Yeah. Camilo Garcia said, they got chimichurri, but no sauce. It's an acid. It's more of an acid than a sauce. Disrespecting Tango, bro. Tango's old, bro. It's dusty.
Yo. Wow, nobody's ever come at Tango like this before.
Bro, you got Tango, we got Tanga, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go. All right. When we start seeing Argentinians twerking, then we'll talk.
Make it clap if you want me to pay attention. I'm talking to men, too. I'm not listening.
I'm talking specifically and exclusively the men, bro.
Show me a video of Messi making it clap. And then maybe I'll reassess my sauce.
I didn't see any videos of Rodrigo De Paul doing the stanky legs.
So yeah, no dude. Sauce,
bro. Nah, Stank made it onto the show twice.
Okay, so what I was saying, first senior goal for Thiago Almada, which was great to see.
Yeah, he's been killing it. That dude gonna get sold for a lot of money.
His 800th career goal. What was it for Lionel Messi? Was it 800th career or internet? Not international. He didn't score 800.
800 first.
But it was an 800th goal.
No, ain't no Liechtenstein in Latin America, bro.
But he scored it off that free kick. Did you see that goal, which was just absolutely bananas? Almada scored because of the free kick that Messi hit that went off the post. Who was it? That scuffed it. I forgot who was the initial player that scuffed the shot, but Amado was there to clean it up. And then, but Messi's scoring that goal, scoring that manner. There's a different. We're in a different era of Lionel Messi. Of the pressure's off. He
can be himself now.
You see him just smiling in a different way, right. You know, because
unless the PSG ultras are booing at him and then he leaves early. But
we saw, you know, we were doing the show when he retired from the national team, and we saw that conversation. I think it was in the locker room, and he's just saying that I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm done with the national team. After losing Copa America to Chile and missing a penalty and then all this other stuff. And we saw how miserable he was and how difficult it was to beat Lionel Messi. And then to go to see this now, I'm happy for him. But it's also there's just a relief that I think he feels. But he also doesn't seem like a guy who is like who needs the praise. I think he just truly is doing it because he wants to make Argentina and Argentinian people happy. There's a humility to the fanfare, to the fame that it doesn't seem to get to his head.
I don't agree. I don't think you're that. I would agree with like 80% of what you said. The 20% that I would disagree with is I don't think it's that he wants to make the Argentinian people happy. I think he wanted his legacy to be like fulfilled in a positive way. I think even he was looking at this whole idea that like he couldn't do what, you know, Maradona did. You know, I think he was looking at it like, if at least from my perception, it's like even he felt like, oh, that's not the way the story should go. You know, even like when he's praised as a god, it does feel like he's thinking like, I did it for everyone else. But I think he also did it for like the story and the, you know, a kid goes away and then, you know, becomes one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest players of all time. I believe he's the GOAT, you know, becomes the greatest player of all time, but then can't get his nation to win this trophy. You saw the release that happened when he won Copa America. That, to me, that was like a sign that like, yo, he wants this to be like the legacy to be completely fulfilled. He doesn't seem like a me first. It seemed like he was maybe even, I don't know this for a fact, obviously, and there's no photos, but he seems like the kind of dude who maybe was even a little bit embarrassed about the fact that the training facility was named after him. Even he's like, guys, let me.
Okay, maybe. You know? Overall, Omar Ramirez in the chat just said, can't talk about Messi without mentioning Ronaldo. And I don't know if he's referring to somebody else in the chat, but overall, that tends to be the case. Like when Ronaldo won for Portugal in the Euros, mm-hmm. it felt a little bit like, I did it. Yeah. Like I did this for them or whatever. And I just don't get that sense. I mean, in the same way that if Ronaldo wins a World Cup for Portugal, which I don't believe, I don't think he's playing in the next one, but I don't see Portuguese people doing what they're doing, like, you know, what the Argentinians are doing for Messi and showing him that reverence and respect and praise. I don't really see that for Ronaldo, because I don't think they.
I don't know. I think they would.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not even necessarily mentioning like their character. It's just two different people on there, and they are completely different ends of the spectrum when it comes to that. But as footballers, I think it's just have people. I think there's a greater appreciation for Messi's humility, and I think this is why the people treat him this way, because he is not the guy that's asking for that kind of attention. And I think he will inevitably get more attention than Ronaldo does, and positive attention, much more than Ronaldo does, because he's not really looking for it. He just seems like a decent dude, like a guy.
Yeah, he does seem like a decent dude. Also, it seems like one of those dudes that just, even from the video we showed of him dancing, he's like, don't make me do anything that's not soccer.
Right.
Please, I don't want to take photos. I don't want to take Christmas pictures with the kids. I don't want to do anything. I just want to play. The man wore training gear to the nightclub. He's just like, oh, I thought maybe we'd do some keepy-uppies. You want to see me dance? I'll show you dancing. Let me get the ball over here.
Okay. The man is all business. Okay. All right. Anything else before we wrap up? That I may have missed.
Shouts to NWSL, which we'll talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously big first week.
Big first week. Also the WSL. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that. Chelsea got absolutely destroyed by Manchester City. So now that's up in the air. Anyone can win.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can spend some time talking about that tomorrow as well. I don't want it. WSL is on
Where do you? I know some of the games are on Atta Football.
No, bro, Paramount Plus. What you talking about?
They're on CBS. They're family. On there as well. Yeah. Okay. So okay, now we know.
Just to the CBS family, bro.
Okay, that's Nico Cantor clapping right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to Nico Cantor as well.
Okay, I think we can wrap up. I don't think there's anything else, but we'll be back.
AFCON is also going on. It's a little too early in the qualification stages to really talk about it on the show. But shout out to all the AFCON fans.
Yeah, there's obviously tomorrow we'll go over a bunch of stuff in Major League Soccer, NWSL, American soccer overall. I'll repeat this tomorrow as well. I did mention I have a baby on the way. Baby should be here literally any day now. So my presumption is that I probably will not be here next week unless the baby is late or something like that. We'll see what happens. But we're on baby watch right now. So this tomorrow or this week might be the last week. You see me for a bit. But then, I'll figure out how to take care of a baby.
This show goes off the rails, bro. Okay. No Christian.
So everybody, please, take notes. Let me know what happens. I'm going to be asking if Alexis was on his best behavior.
Yeah. And also, yeah, he heard what I said on the show. Stop DMing him. Okay. He's paying attention.
Make sure he says allegedly before every sentence, just because I don't want to get in trouble.
Say Tali says, drinking game, shock. Going to chorus for every time Alexis references CBS. I think both parties would be very excited for that.
So thank you, everybody. Yeah, some people are already saying some positive stuff. I appreciate it. And as always, join the Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooling. We've got a lot of new people joined. So thank you for that. A lot of people.
While you do that, also shouts to the one Cuban baseball player who defected. Did we talk about this on the show?
We did not. I was going to bring this up. Maybe we should end with this because of all the World Baseball Classic and
Cuba. The first baseball player to defect.
Mm.
How crazy is that?
In quite some time, yeah.
I mean, baseball.
First,
several
during the WBC.
During the WBC, yeah, because there's a litany.
In Duque, bro.
We have plenty of
the
Cubans.
The Yankees sent the speedboat. They said, he defected.
Did you see
get in the yacht.
El Duque refused to shake the Cuban manager's hand when he threw out the first pitch at the WBC?
Good.
Yeah, he should.
Good.
He should. It was crazy. That was
yo,
so awkward.
Duque, you're invited to the cookout, bro.
But yeah, there was a
they said we need a baby cam, like a nutmeg cam. You throw a little bit of breast milk every time you hit the button.
You super chat?
Yeah.
We're tossing the breast
yo,
milk.
Yo, we tossing boob milk, bro.
Okay. This show is interactive.
Thank you for
the we'll add a little squirt noise to the sound. Board. Anyway, shout out to
what other show has this?
Because
you know Vamos ain't got this.
They ain't doing this on Men in Blazers, I promise.
Raj ain't talking about boo milk.
Shout out to everybody who joined on Patreon this week. Andrew Falkowski, thank you. Fabiola Lopez. Claude Copeland, Tyler J. Wise, and I think, I don't know if we mentioned them last week, Daniel Gutierrez. I think we did mention them last week.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining. We're getting a lot of great compliments for that. We have the Ian Edwards interview that's on there. That's early access for our Patreon members. And we have a great interview we had posted about recently. We have an interview coming up with Bethany Balser of OL Reign.
Good interview.
That will be available on Patreon first, and then it will be available later on the podcast. But join if you want to see stuff like that. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligan. So shout out to everybody who recently joined. We appreciate you.
Welcome aboard, bro.
Okay. And as
someone
always.
Someone said, what happened to the stress debt, though? We still got it.
Oh, yeah. That's it's in your place, right? Yeah. Bring it in. Why didn't you bring in the stress?
Yeah,
like that?
That's what I want to bring on the subway with me. No, officer, it's for stress.
The as always, follow us everywhere at Soccer Cooligans on Instagram, on TikTok. Before it's banned, I guess. Who knows what's gonna happen there? We just got 5,000 followers on TikTok, and now they're talking about banning it, bro. Was it us,
bro? Ban it so we don't have to try to get to 10.
follow us on Twitter as well. All right, we will be back tomorrow talking MLS, NWSL. A lot to go over because it's been obviously a wild weekend in club football because America is the only place that has it.
Yeah, right? Man. So, MLS was like, nah, we still going.
Okay.
Also, Del Boy, take a cold shower, dude. Jesus.
He's been out of pocket this episode.
Everything
bro.
You
I don't
said,
know what he did.
Everything you said is a fucking porn up surge, bro. Okay.
We can't even read some of those.
I mean, wow, bro.
All right. Y'all the absolute best. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you, as always. Leave a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You guys are the best. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.